Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back, season five. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Haley Davies on the couch. Hello and welcome. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. I thought that, you know, we needed to know who you really were on Private Talk. I've been hearing your name, and, you know, I haven't been shooting in the last 5 or 6 years, and I feel like there's a new wave of girls in the industry that are taking over, and I needed to get to know all about you. So needed to bring you here and get to know more about you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So let's talk about yourself a little bit. Give us a little introduction. How did you kind of get into the industry? How long have you been in the industry?
Okay. So I came over from Australia to America 6 months ago. And that was kind of, I would say, when I mainly entered the industry. I was like dabbling in OA for, only for 2 months, 6 months before I came over. But I kind of, I was living in New Zealand for a bit as well. And there's like not really OnlyFans there. Like it's, there's not people to collab with.
Okay.
I try to find them on like Bumble and stuff like that. So then I was in Australia. And I was collabing with a bunch of people for about like a month before I came over. So my OnlyFans was picking up. And then I came here, and then that's when I kind of just like, it went crazy. And then I entered like mainstream. I wasn't going to do it unless I was signed with Spiegler. So I was like, I'll do it if I get signed by the best. And so then I signed with Spiegler 3 months ago. And then I do a bit of that, but I don't do a lot of that. That's not my focus.
Okay.
So that's that. And yeah, so before that, I was like, stripping was always my side hustle. And then I worked in IT and I was a personal trainer as well.
So, okay, that's a lot in a brief time. But yes, let's break it all down. So prior to you coming over to the States and doing any kind of like collabs or doing anything like that, what kind of took you into the OF space? You said that, you know, you did stripping was like kind of a pastime or whatever. Were you just highly sexual human, or were you kind of like, you knew that you always wanted to do porn, or were you just like, fuck it, let me just try it because I'm a hot sexy bitch and I want your attention and money?
Pretty much, like, because I was always not from a super conservative family, but a family that definitely had very high expectations. So it was always like, oh, like, you'd never want to be...
you know your way around something of that shape, don't you? You know, just grab onto it and pull it on close to you, girls.
Exactly.
So they're not super conservative. But they're...
But they definitely would... I could say they would probably rather me not do it.
Okay. So when you were just stripping and being in Australia, was it something that they were kind of taboo about that as well? Or they were just kind of like, oh, you know, you seem like a person. Your personality is very big and bubbly and you feel like you command attention in the room. So it's like certain... Not that people are like, oh, especially family would be like, oh, you're being the entertainment. But it's like, you always know that you're going to stick out above the crowd.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's exactly. So I think when I started shipping like 5 years ago, my mom was kind of like, only my mom knew, because I thought it would just be like a short-term thing to get some quick money.
Okay.
And then it kind of just like progressed. But my mom saw like, I guess the freedom it gave me to like travel and do the things I wanted to do. And she's a big believer in travel.
Okay.
And so she kind of just...
So she was supporting that of like what the kind of like it brought out in you and who it was bringing out you. Because I think it's a lot of, you know, two people always put a stigma of how bad it is. But, you know, I think it is also too such a... For someone who has a good head on their shoulders as, you know, an independent and openly freeing woman, you know, you get that financial independence where you get to do things and navigate them yourself, where you don't have someone holding something over you or, you know, teething those things. So you get to explore life. Yeah. It's fun. So, you get to, like you said, travel, meet new people.
I got to travel like 37 countries. I got to buy property. So she saw like what I was doing and I wasn't just wasting my money. So she became like supportive, and it's nice because she wasn't the kind of, like, some people have parents and they become supportive when they start to get the money. But, like, she's never been like that. She doesn't want the money, which is nice.
She just wants it for you.
Yeah. She just sees that, like, I'm getting what I want from it. And,
So when that crossed over and you started doing adult films, was that another conversation that you had? And was she kind of, just, or is it something that you just don't talk about?
No, it was... another conversation. I spoke to her about it because she would always be like, no, like, don't ever do OnlyFans, because I always wanted to be a cop. So,
I don't see that,
But I'm like true crime. I love all that stuff and I want to be a detective. But so then when I started doing that, I talked to her about that and I was like, what do you think? And she was actually just like, yeah, kind of makes sense. And she's like, if you're comfortable with the idea. Because I had thought about it for a while, like, because a lot of girls, especially back home, when you start and you're like small and you're not doing porn, they believe that, you know, they can keep it a secret. But my like reality was always that, like, it's not like if you get leaked, it's when you get leaked. Like, you have to accept that. So I was like accepting that and I was like, whatever.
I never understood that parallel because, again, you know, for me, I started when I was, you know, 21, and it was a whole other, you know, time of like the acceptance and like, even like with internet porn and things like that. But it's like, for me, it's like, if I'm going to do it, my biggest motto is go big or go home.
I agree.
And I haven't gone home yet. My thing is like, why, like, you can't really, really be excel in what you're doing if you're not really fully in it.
I know.
And so for me, it was like, and it was no in between. It was like, I'm either going full throttle or not, because I feel like when you hold back and then it's the shame that you put around it. Then that shame outwardly, spews out sometimes without you really feeling that that's happening. So for me, it was like, I'm going to do it. I love my sexuality.
Yeah.
It's been such an uplifting thing and not a negative thing. It's been giving me control of my own body, my own rights, my own says. Like, you know, people, you know, also think too, like, they give stigma to a porn like in a bad thing, where it's like, no, I think it can also be liberating. You know, it's like, you know, there's a lot of like, rules and regulations and stuff like that to protect us from not going to a negative side. I feel like there is so much more empowerment behind it than people really put, you know, on.
I agree. And the people I've met in porn are like the best people, honestly. Like, of course, like you have like some iffy people, but you have like the most incredible people, and I've never felt like so much like I belong. So I love being in America, and like all the porn people are amazing. And
I love that. I think it goes along with hand in hand of, you know, I can only speak on my own, you know, experiences is like, when you find a like-minded group of people that are like yourself, you feel seen, you feel heard, accepted, where you're like, this is normal. Or when you go back to the other side, you're like, oh, well, like, are you normal or we're not? You know, where it's like that teetering line of like finding your group. And I think that that's a great thing. And I think that's how people excel and flourish in like the lanes that they're supposed to be in. And one thing that I think gravitated to me to you was, is everyone's always speaks highly of your name. You're very, every interview or thing that I've seen about you is very positive, and also very, like, you could tell that you're having fun doing it. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's always been the biggest important part is, like, yeah, as long as you're having fun doing it and expressing yourself in a healthy way, then girl, make that money. Have fun doing it. Get every orgasm you can do and do it well.
No, I agree. And I like how everyone's like, especially with OnlyFans, everyone's kind of like entrepreneurs, because it's kind of like limitless, you know? So the harder you work, the more money you can make. I mean, some people would.
So you said, you know, that it was one of those things that's kind of like a ladder of like, oh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You weren't going to do OnlyFans, then you did your OnlyFans, and then you came here, and then you're like, I'm not going to do regular porn with mainstream unless I'm with Spiegler. Why Spiegler? And why did you know out of everybody, like, that was, like what you said, was the best in the industry to be? Is it because of other performers that had been with his agency, or is it something that you just saw in the work ethic that the girls gave with his agency? What?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, I did come over and do like one browser scene, but that was like something I'd already planned to do. But as far as like doing porn regularly, it was only going to be, I guess I had just heard about from anyone, whether it was like companies, performers, everything, like
who not to go with, or like what agencies were bad, or who would
no
be.
No one could say anything bad about Spiegler, whereas like other agencies, there's drama, there's, you know, there's this and that, which we, you know, but Spiegler was like all positive, like he's just, yeah, top agent. And the thing was that he makes his girls work. And I guess when I signed with him, I did want to be doing it a lot, but I have quickly realized that doing pro porn does not increase your OnlyFans income.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit more, because it doesn't, it may not increase your OnlyFans income, but you are making money from those said scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the only reason, with the monetary reason, of why you don't want to do pro porn? Or is it you just like the more creative aspect of like you like doing your own ownership of what you want to do?
Yeah, like I think I like doing it because it gives me like ideas and stuff. But whenever I do it, I'm kind of like, damn, I wish I owned this.
Mm.
And being on set, like for example, yesterday I was on set for like 9 hours. And, you know, it's this little paycheck. And it, oh, my God, the scene was incredible. I was like, I wish I owned this. But like 9 hours, I could shoot like 3 collabs in that time, and I would make over 10 times the money.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's just not really worth it. And I thought it was kind of like good for exposure. But I think the more you put out on the internet for free, it doesn't, I just don't think, I haven't seen any like influx in subscribers when a scene drops or anything like that. But as far as like working for like browsers, like I love working for them.
Yeah.
So like I would love to continue to work for browsers and like those kinds of things.
Is there any company that you haven't worked for that you would like to? Or maybe like you just kind of, maybe a director or a company that you kind of want to like see your vision?
I want to do Digital Playground, which is with MindGeek, like browsers.
Okay.
But yeah, like a kind
so
of
so do you
like
more like a feature, like scripted kind of scenario?
Yeah, because I think like really seeing all like a huge amount of work that you're doing, you know, because there's like acting and all that, and then seeing it like come to life. Like I remember seeing like Vanna Bardot's feature, and I saw it on Instagram and stuff, because I'm so new to all this. It's crazy. I didn't even know that was a thing, like making like porn into, you know. And I just saw it and I was like, wow, like, this is insane. Like, I just would watch the trailer on Instagram, like, on repeat. Like, it was just crazy. Like, it's so cool.
So are you a porn fan prior to being in the industry?
Yeah, but I like amateur porn. I wouldn't watch the kind of stuff that we're making. And it makes sense because the amateur stuff is really intimate and real. But as far as, like, I guess when you're in porn as well, sometimes because you understand, like, all the cut, you realize that, like, I'm not going to watch that because I would rather, like, a more intimate amateur experience.
So it was acting ever something that you wanted to do and pursue as well? Or is it something by seeing, like, how pro porn is kind of, like, shot, is something that you kind of just adapted to and want to do?
Yeah, like, I would like to definitely, especially if there was mainstream acting opportunities, but I know that that's hard once you dip your toe into porn, like, to get into that. But it's more, I always wanted to be a model growing up, so that's the only thing that really relates to what I'm doing. Aside from that, like, I wanted to model, but I also wanted to be a cop, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so that's the only thing.
Have you
that
played
was
a cop yet? Yeah.
No, I actually haven't, but I did do a scene last night and it was like a cop arresting me.
Ooh.
But.
Well, maybe that's something you should do for your next collab. You should, you know, live that fantasy and make it come true, girl.
You can,
you know, not everything, you know, comes to fruition, but it comes to fruition the way that you want it to.
Yeah, I would love to.
So it's like, you know, you make those fantasies come out yourself.
I think that would be hot as, like, a girl-girl scene, like, me as the cop and, like, I don't know, dominating and girls.
I like it. I like it. I like how you start talking about it and your voice gets very soft. Like, you're like, oh, my God, I'm so, like, you haven't had people watch you get
by. That's why I love girl-girls.
Okay, so are you more into girls than you are male?
No, I think it's really 50-50, but I think, like, I don't know. This is just, like, I don't know if you're straight or bi or whatever, but I know that with me, with girls, like, there's just this, like, aspect and you just, like, feel so differently about girls and you want to, like, take care of them and you just, like, oh, no, it's just so nice. But, yeah.
So who, with that being said, who has been your favorite female performer to work with?
So I would say the one that I had, like, the most sexual chemistry with was Kylie Rocket. But then my favorite go-girl scene was definitely Sherry DeVille.
Okay.
It was, like, so much fun.
You look like a little kid in a candy store. It looks like there was a lot of ass eating, a lot of things.
She has, like, beautiful pussy, and she's, like, so much fun. And, like,
she's definitely someone, I've never worked with her, but from knowing her, and she's been on, you know, the Private Talk, you know, with me as well, is, like, she's highly sexual, so she likes and she knows what she wants and she knows a female body. So I feel like when you have someone that in tune with themselves and being a giver at the same time, it can only go up. It can only be magnitude of, like, great orgasms. Is what I could think about it.
Right, and because she's so because she's been in the industry for a while and she's just, like, so respectful. She makes you feel, like, so comfortable. Like, she's just...
Okay, so on that spectrum, what about who would you... is on your wish list? Is there any females out there that you are lusting after that you maybe have been on repeat? Like you said, that Instagram reel you were watching of Vanna Bardot.
Well, Vanna Bardot was on my... like, I was like... oh. But then that's who I worked with yesterday.
Okay.
So I finally got to work with her.
You lived that fantasy.
It was so good.
Love that for you.
Yeah, it was like the best first experience with her that it could have been. Who else? There's definitely people that I find, like, hot that, and someone like Autumn Falls, people always tell me to, like, work with her. But I'm not sure.
So how do you go through your list of, like, people that you would collab with? Or do you just wait for people to hit you up in your DMs?
No,
or, like, what is the search of, like, how do you get on the list of working with Miss Hayley Davies?
So I would say I do reach out to a lot of people, especially when I first got here, because that was how I started, right? Like, I was reaching out to so many people and I would get, I don't know, like, you probably get 10% response rate, maybe 20. And then now, though, I guess because I have grown a lot, my response rate is probably, like, maybe 70% would like agree to work or something. But when I came here, I literally had like 30,000 followers on Twitter and an Instagram with like 500 followers because it just got deleted. So I was like, nobody, right? And so yeah, I reach out to people and I look at like, now I look at who they're working with. Like, do they work with people I know? Or like, I don't know, are they creating content that I like? I definitely want them to know someone that I know for like a kind of referral thing. Okay. Yeah. But then if people reach out to me, I just look at, I look at their, if they have, I would say like, honestly, if they have a good following, so it's mutually beneficial then, and I'm attracted to them, then most likely I'll work with them. If they say like, I'm attracted to them and they don't have as much of a good following or they're new, of course, like I just look for like their work ethic, like
you're
what
like,
I
I'll
have.
Fuck them first in private, and then I'll see if they could do it. Or
I mean, I could do that, but no, I just look
like
at,
try like you know, sample it out a little bit.
I would love to, but no, I just look at like obviously I was there 6 months ago. I had no following, so I just look at like if I'm attracted to you, then like what's your work ethic like? So like, are you posting on Instagram? Like, are you putting in the work?
So
like
you keep saying attracted to, and sometimes porn isn't always the most attracted to situation. So what is the list of that makes like an attractive list for you that like is your, like you're checking off the boxes? Say that I'm a new content creator and I want to slide in your DMs, and I like, what boxes would I need to check off to be like, make you be attracted to me?
Ooh,
tell me the ways, Haley. How could you be attracted to this?
I think like
or is it to like a specific thing as far as like blonde hair, blue eyes, or is it like tall, dark, and handsome?
With guys,
is it
so
like
dark and handsome.
Is it the fact of like you could just see big dick energy? Is it the fact that like what like, what level and what aspect is like the, because everybody's attracted level, and like what's your like, what you say, the chemistry to me is like what I really feel like feeds off in these like OnlyFans collaborations, is because people want to see good sex. You know what I mean? And so it's like not boyfriend sex, not girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like where it's like more a little bit lovey-dovey, but you want to be like, you want to see what's going on. So like what kind of like makes your panties wet? What gets those juices flowing, girl?
I feel like that question changed. Am I talking about what I find attractive? Am I talking about
what
I like?
But isn't it the same thing?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So if you're attracted and your juices are flowing.
Tall, dark, and I thought you meant like sexual things, but tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay.
Definitely is my type.
Okay. Yeah.
Whether it's like a white guy that has like dark features or like black guys as well. But I've never really been into blonde guys, like white features. But girls, I'm definitely like blonde, goth, like if like love good goth girl. Oh my God. And then, but you could also be like blonde, blue eyes, like pretty and like, but I'd say what I'm more drawn to with girls, like especially in my personal life, is like the natural looking brunette girls is always like what I end up with. But as far as like content creator girls that reach out, I just say like, they just like well put together.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Cause I don't have a type. Like I can't say I have a type.
Okay. You just girls. Sexual and whatever speaking to you at the moment.
Yeah, like if I think you're hot, then I think you're hot.
Is there something that you haven't done yet as a content creator, maybe for your OF or a company, that you would like to try?
I had wanted to like strap on a girl in the ass, but then I did that yesterday. I didn't realize that's what I was doing
with Bella Bordeaux. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
So I was like really happy about that. I definitely want to do that for content. Okay. I was talking to someone about that the other day, actually. And
are you generally a dom in your personal life? Like, I know you said that you're attracted to female and male. So do you tend to be a more a sub in one or the other, or are you?
I think if anything with a girl, I'm probably more dom, but not crazy. Like I'd happily like switch or whatever. But with guys, no.
So if I dommed you, you would allow it. So if I sat on your face and suffocated
you. But yeah, I'd allow it.
Because it's one of those things, is like, I'm not, I can go both ways. Like for, with females, I'm more generally dominant. Mm-hmm. Males, I'm more subservient.
Yeah.
Just because I like that role of whatever. Yeah. But I also, in some things, I like to exchange play with females.
Exactly. Yeah.
Depending if you can do it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, I can narrate a whole thing, but sometimes you just want to sit there and enjoy the ride. You know what I mean? You don't know what the whole thing is. So it's like, but I think that when you're pushed to those limits within your own realm, I think that brings out more beautiful things of, because then it's like, oh, this, I didn't know I like this, but now I do.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like it.
Exactly.
When is the last time that you've had personal sex? You talked about shooting yesterday, fucking a girl on the ass with a strap on. Do you have time for personal sex, or are you just in a level of like just doing scenes right now?
I wasn't. So I went like the last 5 months, I didn't have any personal sex because I was doing usually 3 collabs every single day. So like 20 a week. So I'm like sore.
So you're fucking three times.
Fucking
3 times a day?
Yeah.
Okay. So every collab is a sex scene.
Yeah. Okay. But then like a month ago, I went to a sex party and then I met this guy. And then we've been seeing each other. So I see him quite a lot, like a few days a week. So, yeah, I saw him yesterday.
So are you in a relationship or a situationship? Is he a performer? Is he someone that's like what we call is civilians? Like, because I think that a lot of times, too, is like when you are with somebody in the industry, you can kind of respect the sexual part of it. And sometimes even if you're new, you're not. And then sometimes if you're like a civilian and you're okay with sex work, they may not be so accepting of that you're having to do your collab.
So he's kind of like a civilian. Like, he's not, like, fully in the industry, but he performs at Kinky Rabbit and stuff. And then he obviously
What
he
is
goes,
Kinky Rabbit?
Kinky Rabbit is, like, a... I've never been, but from what I know, it's, like, a sex club. Okay. And they do crazy performances, like... So, that
so like, live sex shows?
Live sex, but no cameras. So he's, he doesn't fuck on camera. So, but they do like crazy things. Vanna
but he's fucking
also
live went. Event. Okay, but it's just not filmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he
so
has
it's very
for
the sex industry
the
and the act
with someone
of like
and realizing that you know you don't have to have emotions for them, and he can realize that sex can be work.
Okay.
He does the performing.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So there's like no issues in this.
Have you collabed with him? Okay, you. I'm like you. That's off the table.
I wish
you would. Okay, because sometimes there are certain things I think as like sex workers too is like what you keep personal for you of like if that's just personal time or you know what I mean or if you want to dabble and have the best of both worlds.
I think it's kind of like a blessing in disguise that he won't because I've always kind of thought like if I was dating a civilian and technically it's because he's not in porn. But I was like, it would be good to keep it separate because otherwise me, like I'm a workaholic and every time I would just be like,
let's film. Yeah.
Right. So there would just be no boundaries, but it makes it so simple that there's just no filming.
Yeah. We have a little bit of boundaries.
Everything is just for because we want to have sex, not for the camera.
So you fucked last night?
Fucked what?
For personal.
Yeah.
For personal purposes.
Yeah.
Let's see. How often do you masturbate?
So I do like once a week on live. I do masturbating.
But are you actually coming?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced.
Maybe. Usually.
Maybe. Okay. But for your personal time, personal usage, because that's the bad part is that once you're a sex worker and you're avidly shooting all the time, it's like, when do you masturbate for yourself?
Sometimes, like, I can go 3 weeks without it.
Tragic.
I'm trying to do, like, once a week.
You need to self-love.
I did masturbate a few days ago. Yeah.
It sounds like such a job. I think it was.
I don't know. When I get a minute and I'm like, oh, shit. I have, like, a minute to, you know, and I'm like, I should masturbate. It's probably good for me.
So how many times would you say that you're actually coming because you're working quite a lot, it seems, even if it's collabing or doing other things, are you coming on a regular basis within the scenes or are you just working and not coming?
No, I'm usually coming, yeah.
Okay. So is it like a 50-50, 60-40?
Maybe.
90-10? 70-30. 70-30? Okay.
Yeah.
That's healthy. Yeah. What would you say is a common sexual act that you dislike?
I would say something that can be, I don't like, it's doggy when the guy is like ramming it really hard, which is often the case. but you can't do doggy. So, well, you can, but you can't. You know what I mean?
For like, sure. So, if anything, I know. For
sure. Yeah. And I know a lot of girls struggle with it because there's so many big dicks in the industry. Yeah.
So you're not a size queen?
No, I'm definitely not a size queen. I've been getting good at trying to take the girth because when I started, I couldn't take even like Manuel Ferrara.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He's thick, but he's not as thick as a lot of the guys. And it took like 30 minutes just to get it in. And now I can like
warm up the engine.
Okay. Yeah. But it's the length that I don't think I'll ever be able to take.
The misconception of like, again, like porn sex isn't like regular sex. Mm-hmm. It's also like, you know, you're shooting something to be viewed as entertainment. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's also like, and it's bigger than the average. You know what I mean? So you kind of have to warm up to like get going. Yeah. Where it's not like you're like, bam, let's just shove a fist inside you. You got to ease the fist inside you. You know, you just fisted someone yesterday. You should know, you know, like the finessing. You need a little finesse, a little kissing, a little, you know, make open her up with a little bit, you know, sweet nothing.
Yeah, sometimes I stretch off camera beforehand.
So what would you say is your ideal dick size? If you could describe it to us, like, you know, to be like,
how many inches? And it's probably like quite girthy.
Okay.
Like,
you're a girth queen.
Not like that, but
not like this, but
I would say honestly, like Manuel Ferrara.
Use my hand
like
too wide.
Yes. Like this. You know? And then just about probably 7 inches.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Felt like a bit of girth.
Okay.
That
would be ideal. I like it.
What about you? What's yours? Are you a size queen?
I'm not a size queen, no, but I definitely have to have at least 7 to like ride this ride situation.
Agree.
You know what I mean? I'm not a thin dick type of person at all. It's not really my forte, you know, at least, you know, a handful, if not a little more than a handful, you know, but
yeah.
Not a size queen for sure. I mean, I can take the size.
Yeah.
But as far as everyday use.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lean back on the things or two.
Yeah.
So what would you say is, you know, the year just started. We're 2 months in, almost, you know, the end of the month. What are your biggest goals for this year with work, with what you have going on? Is there any new projects that you have working on that you're excited about? Like, what is the direction of your career for this next year?
One of my goals is, like, I want to hit 1 million on Instagram.
Okay.
One of my goals is around, like, my income, which I won't, like, go into detail on. And then my main goal is honestly to, like, stop working so much because I work at least 100 hours a week and I'm doing too much and I'm just, like, I really just want to have, like, a life.
Okay.
So that's like
so
the
good
biggest
work and
thing.
Like personal life balance.
Yeah. Cause I just haven't been like, there's just no boundaries. Like as soon as I like get off set and I'll go home and I'm just working still and it's just no like chill time cause I don't know how. And yeah, it's like, it's an addiction. So I'm trying to stop that.
Do you have anything in place to like get you to that place where you can like achieve those goals or is just wishful thinking at this point?
Well, so I would say like seeing the guy that I mentioned has helped because technically when I'm hanging out with him, I'm not working. And that's the only time that I'm not working. So as well as like, I'm like talking to someone about it as well. And like, yeah. And I'm hiring a full-time manager. So that there will take off like a lot of the responsibilities. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's responsible. I think that it's one of those things like where you don't know what your career was going to jump off to when it was coming to the States. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a lot of it is overwhelming and it's taxing. I think that people don't realize as being a content creator that it goes, it puts a lot into it where it's like you, it's a full-time job. It's not a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
It's not whatever. And like, do you have a lot of, you know, liberations and like, you know, freedom from finance, you know, things I'm sure. But it's also two words like it's a constant of like every day people are like, OK, well, what's next?
You know what I mean? I've always struggled with imposter syndrome and like wanting more. So I literally like dreamt of making like even half what I'm making now. And I was like, oh, my God, imagine that. And now I'm making and I'm like, it's not enough. It's not enough.
But I think it's also important to stay in the point of like realizing what's important to you and what that means. It's like not being a people pleaser, like knowing what Haley, what you really need and want from what that means. If it's the amount of money that you make per month, if it's what you do for the year or what your relationship is. But it's like, it's also, I think for myself was that like, before you know it, you're like, damn, it's been 10 years or, you know, whatever, where it's like, you know, if COVID really was a time where it like made me kind of sit and reflect where I was like, oh, I've done a lot of things, but I didn't really enjoy. And not that I didn't enjoy doing them at the time, but you didn't enjoy the time in the moment that they were happening, if that makes sense. Where, so it's like, kind of like, enjoying, you moved to LA.
Yeah.
You have a successful career. You were with a top agent. You are doing mainstream porn. Maybe you never thought you would do that. And just like patting yourself on the back, like, you know, giving yourself grace and thinking that you can still have a normal life and it's okay.
Yeah.
Your fans are still going to love you. They're still going to appreciate everything that you do. And knowing that the world is not going to stop if you want to have fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got it. All right, we're going to get to one of my favorite parts of the interview, which is called Truth with Texas. We're going to ask you a little bit more racier questions, which I'm sure you are used to being in the adult industry as you are. I know it's new, but Miss Texas may pop your cherry. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to do spicy, naughty, romantic, and kinky questions. We're going to start off with some spicy questions.
Okay.
Who are your top porn stars?
Like that I watch or that,
that
I work with? Oh, I don't watch. I literally watch like random girls on the
So how you said before, it was like you're amateur.
No, that is a lie. The one person
this
that
is private
I would
talk
watch.
And we only want the truth, Haley.
The one person that I would watch and the only person who I knew when I came here was Lana Rhoades.
Okay.
So I would watch her because I think she's not too, like, exaggerated, and I just think that's what I like personally.
Okay.
In her.
Toys in the bedroom.
Definitely with girls, toys. With guys, I don't use toys too much. I'm, like, open to it, and I have, but I'm not, like, hugely into vibrators, and that's generally what you use with guys.
Okay.
But with girls, like. Yeah.
So do you have sex with girls in your personal life solo?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when the vibrators are coming out. You have a special drawer for the ladies.
Yeah. And the dildos.
Okay.
Stuff. I have never strapped a girl in my personal life.
That was my next question. I was like, is it because a strap on next to the bed? Or are you usually being strapped?
So for work, it's both ways. But as far as personal life, I've never being strapped or strapped with a girl.
Are you open to it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes.
I wouldn't have said that because I used to think it was so strange. But now I think it would,
I think you would, too. I think it's one of those things, you know, you open one door.
Yeah, you just keep going.
Yeah. You got to at least try it once. That's my motto. Maybe twice to see if you really like it. Because first is always a little, you're figuring things out. You're kind of like navigating to the body. Second time, then you'll be like, okay, this is for me or it's not.
Yeah.
And then you...
I think I just thought it was really corny, like, putting a dick on. But really, like, you just start to realize, like, I mean, girls, they still want to be fucked. So it's like...
So let's... Side note. Since yesterday was the first time that you strapped a girl...
In the ass. Mm-hmm.
What was the pleasure for you? Did you get off to it? And is that why your situation changed as far as, like, you thought it was silly at one time just to put it on and whatever? Or did you, like... what was the connect to making that happen?
I think I just realized, like, I think the more you do things, especially like dirty talk, I used to always be too shy to dirty talk, but the more you do it, because I thought it was corny or like embarrassing, the more you do it, you realize, like, I don't know, it's just like sexual and it's fun.
So you just lean more into your sexual side. And so you're just letting that freak flag fly.
So I'm just like, I would fuck a girl with a strap on.
Okay, you talked about dirty talk. Can you give us an example of your dirty talk? If I was going to sit my big booty on your face right now, what would you tell me?
Oh my God. Okay. I'm definitely not like the pro dirty talker, like my friend. I have a friend.
Or we could go the route is, what would you, if a guy's dirty talking you, what's something that you like to hear or someone saying something dirty to you?
Either way. I just love when I'm fucking a guy, like just hearing them say like that it feels good and like,
So walk me through a scenario. If I was getting a custom video from you from your OnlyFans and I was like, I really need help. I need a JOI and I need you to make me come. Haley, how can I come?
I would just be like, you know, do you like looking at my tiny little pussy, like seeing it get whipped for you? And then like, you're just gonna like rub your cock on my clit and like tease me, like make me beg for it. And then like,
yes, all the things.
Yeah, like just slide your cock in my tight little pole.
What's so cute is like the funny thing is like when you start to talk even dirtier, even though you like the dirty stuff, you get shy.
Yeah,
because it's like you're okay so with being completely naked and having us all watching have sex, but you're shy about talking dirty, which I think is the innocently like beautiful thing in it is because it's like it's a different like.
I know, I get so shy. Like when I'm like fucking this guy that I've been seeing, like I don't usually say anything. And like when I do, I'm like, oh God, like does he think it's weird?
You gotta lean into it. The only advice that you take from Miss Texas after this interview, you lean into it. And they're always gonna think it's sexy. And the thing is like I think makes women sexier on the appeal of like, especially with sex work in general, personal life, whatever, is like owning your sexuality. Yeah, and you already do that.
Because I do like, when I actually get into it, I like it. And I like when guys talk dirty.
But I think it's also like revving an engine, right? Like in old school cars, you're going to put a little more love to it. Yeah. Where it's like, you know, you like warm it up. And then once you're warm, you're a dirty fucking animal saying the most filthy things, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, just let it rip from the beginning. Yeah. 0 to 100, girl.
Yeah. I'll just go in next time and he'll be like, what the fuck?
He's going to love it. If he doesn't, he's not the one for you. But he's going to love it for sure. What man wouldn't?
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Have you ever broken up with somebody because they were bad in bed? Were you too much of a freak that someone was like, I can't handle this? Or that you were just like yourself, like, you're not it for me?
Yeah. I've definitely.
Did you just ghost them or did you tell them like?
No, I kind of ended up like avoiding having sex with them. And then realizing
it wasn't.
Well, what's a relationship without sex? Not that I think it's all about sex, but sex
is a big part.
So important. Yeah. I've always had that mindset.
What would you say is the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually? It could be onset, offset, any direction you want it to be.
I don't know. It's like, I don't think I've had anything too crazy. Like, I've definitely done, like, anal, where there's, like, a tiny bit of, you know, but that's, like, off. I've never done it on camera, so. And I don't find it that embarrassing, but I think, like, one thing, it's not super embarrassing, but it's kind of funny, was, like, when a guy was fucking me and my IUD, like, ripped a chunk out of his cock.
Oh.
So he had, like, this, like, hole in his dick and it was bleeding.
This was on camera?
No, this was...
Personal life.
Personal life. Like,
was it that big that it was that deep in your IUD?
And this is why I can't take, like, crazy rough penetration on camera, is because, like, my pussy's just short. Like, and I've been to the doctor and
little,
I'm like, I'm like, can you put my IUD up more because it gets in the way? And
they're like, there's nowhere to go, bitch.
They're like, yeah,
this is all we got.
Yeah. So, like a lot of guys will say that they can feel it.
So you still have an IUD right now?
Yeah, because as much as
isn't that like, and the only reason why I even know any of this is when I first got in the industry, I had a girlfriend that was in the industry and she had one, but like, isn't it used because for like one partner because of the size of what that is? Because with multiple lengths of it is, it's like gonna hit your wherever it's, I should know that anatomy. But I was like, hold on, wait, I have one of these, I should know. But I don't have an IUD. Mm. So, but it's like, but she basically said the doctor at that time had told her, like, it's for like one partner because then it's like kind of like state mold in a sense to that dick.
So then that's why
it's like if you're having multiple sized dicks, is that maybe the reason why that is a situation?
I don't know.
Allegedly. I don't know if these are any facts again because I don't have them, but I've never heard of someone. Because she got hers removed because she was obviously like she just started mm-hmm. shooting porn. So that's why I was like, I've never known someone that's had kept it in and still actively shooting with different sizes of dick.
I've never heard that. I mean, it does cause.
Maybe you should bring it up the next time you
issues. Yeah. It definitely gets in the way of some things, but at the end of the day, it means that I can like, because I'm like a cream pie queen.
Yeah.
I can just take all the cream pies. I definitely wouldn't be. If I was not on anything, I wouldn't want to be taking like plan B. So, and I also like the fact that I don't get a period. Like I haven't had a period for like 3 years because I hate having periods. So I just love it. Like it's just so convenient.
So the IUD way is for you.
Yeah, okay. It does.
No porn babies for you.
No.
Cream pie all day.
Yeah.
So is that one of your fetishes, would you say? Or?
Yeah. Okay. I love it.
How many loads have you taken in one day?
Five.
Yeah. Is it just leaking out of you at that time? Or is
it
like,
what? It's between shoots. Like, so.
But you have to collect it all at one time.
No, I will usually like do shit out because.
Okay.
Respect to the next guy.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it was like a thing where it was like, if it was doing a gangbang situation and it was all happening at one time or if it was.
Oh my God. You just gave me the best idea. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You're welcome.
I've not taken even a double cream pie.
I need a percentage from your OnlyFans. You're welcome. And I'm just kidding. I will be a cheerleader with pom poms on that scene. I'll just see there and watch it.
I did do one that was good. I got like a cum facial. And then I was being fucked by the other guy with the cum on my face, and then he cream pied me.
How many loads have you taken at one time?
Just two. I think two.
I got a lot of ideas for you.
Actually, I mean, I love it. But I did do an orgy, and it was kind of like, I think there was four or five guys, and we all shared, you know, but that doesn't really count.
No.
But for me, myself, just two.
Two? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I need
some ideas for you.
I do like your ideas. I like the double cream pie one because I haven't done that. But I don't want to. I can't give everything away at once.
No, you shouldn't. That's why you
gotta pace yourself.
Well, the thing is, you don't give it away all at once. But even if you do, if you are owning it, you can do it now when you're ready to do it, and then you release it when you want to because it's yours. And that's why I think the great thing about ownership and like the platforms like OnlyFans and things, you know, Loyal Fans and all those other platforms like that are great, is because. You like how you said before, it is good then certain levels to continue to do mainstream porn. And I believe that that's how I started and did majority of my career in mainstream porn. But the beautiful thing now is like, if you wanted to hold on to it, release it, tease it, you do what you want.
That's if you're paying the talent though, because if it's a collab, they can release it. And then it could be leaked, you know? So I feel like you don't want to hold it.
Well, if it's that important to you,
you should pay the guy.
You'll find a way.
Yeah.
You'll find a way. That's a special scene. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, things like that.
Those are the
things that you
want
to do, whatever, where it's like, it makes sense to do those things, where it's like, as you know.
Yeah.
Food for that.
No, it's
food for that.
I thought about shooting with like Brickzilla and I was going to pay him because I was like, I'm going to shoot with him and I'm going to hold it.
Yeah. Kinky questions. Bondage, yes or no?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've never tried it, but okay. I would like to.
Okay, so you're open to it.
Yeah.
Any fetishes?
Voyeurism. I like voyeurism.
Okay, so you like to watch your man or lady getting fucked?
Do you
have to be participating? Or?
No, I would just like to watch it. And okay. I would like to participate if possible. But I would also just like to watch couples fucking.
Okay.
Or like, for example, the main porn that I watch or listen, like the main thing I consume on Pornhub is audio porn, like just listening to people. And like if I'm in a hotel and I can hear people fucking, it's like my dream come true.
Interesting. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think it's weird. I think that it's like the senses of sex, right? With like what gets someone off and what like unlocks certain things. Because it's like once you over-sensualize yourself and other things, your other senses also are more allowed to be open because you're like looking for other vices within that realm.
Yeah.
I like that. Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
I think it would be like 6 or 7.
Okay. Yeah. Favorite time of day to have sex?
Night. I'm definitely a night.
Night owl. It's Have you ever woken up to someone that you did not know their name?
No.
What is a sex skill that you are most proud of? What is the reigning champ? What are you, Haley? What is the reigning champ of what sex skill is it going to be?
I think it would just be that I can, like, doing the splits on someone's dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a skill. I can do that, too.
Oh.
Like that.
Yeah.
Split sisters.
Yeah. I like that. But yeah, there's nothing else like crazy that I can do. I'm definitely not like a throw goat or anything.
Okay. What would you say is the weirdest place you've ever had sex? Are you more of a conventional person or do you do like spontaneous things and have sex in weird places?
I've definitely had sex like, you know, like on a hike or something, but I don't have any extreme crazy stories.
Okay.
Like, I think it's weird that I've had sex on my mom's bed, for example. I think that's a little
kind of weird,
strange. Yeah. Yes. But I don't.
Did you wash the sheets after?
No.
It's a little strange, you know.
It's a little bit. I hope mom doesn't watch.
Sorry,
this.
Mom. It's been a long time. I'm hoping.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. Should I hope they've been washed by now?
Naughty questions. Lube or spit?
Lube.
Choked or spanked?
Choked.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah.
Can you give me a description of what that sounds like?
You want me to actually do it?
Yeah. I want to hear it.
I would start to be like, oh my God, yes. You're going to make me come soon.
Yes, I am.
Oh my God, I'm about to come. Yes. Yeah, and then I would just be like,
I believed her. I know you did too.
Private talk.
That was a great one. It was kind of very, gave me like Meg Ryan, you know, and like, love it. Okay, let's see. That was great. Are you like hot and flustered by it?
Like, a little weirdly.
I liked it. Your performance was great.
Thanks.
Bravo. Bravo. Mile High Club. Are you a member?
No, I wish. I've done like a little solo thing up there, but honestly, I'm like a little bit of a goody two shoes and I'm so scared of getting caught. So like, imagine the shame. Like, I just couldn't imagine. But what I want to do is the Mile High Club plane that you can do in Vegas or whatever.
There's a Mile High Club plane in Vegas?
Yeah, like a plane thing that you can buy. And
that's
it's
cheating,
just,
though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cheating.
But
you need
to do it legitimately.
You need a man, get you a private plane, y'all go somewhere and like let him have sex with you. Because that's still counting.
I would love that. I would for sure do that. But going on like United Airlines to Miami. And
mine
like,
was Southwest from Miami to LA. So.
And you've done it?
Yeah.
Did it? How did you swing? It was in the bathrooms? Because I know some people do in the seats.
It was in the seat. Spoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That's crazy. It was a long time ago. I think that there's like...
Did you film it? Was that for real?
No, it was just real life. Yeah. It was before filming and content anything was really a thing. But this was like in the beginning of my career. So I think there's like a time jurisdiction like at least 20 years ago.
Well, I know that I'm flying somewhere with this guy soon and he's very like sexually adventurous. So he'll probably try to do something on the way back. But
maybe you should try to do it first. Beat him to the punch. Rock his world, girl.
Oh, my God. Get in so much trouble.
Scary. Trouble is fun, isn't it? You're at the age of your life right now. Trouble is fun. Need all the trouble that you needed to be.
Yeah.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Mm-hmm. Had a threesome in your personal life?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
What is your biggest turn off?
Bad breath, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, because I love kissing and like there's nothing worse than when they have bad breath and you're just like, oh,
buzzkill. Romantic questions. Perfect date night. If someone could wine and dine you and have a perfect date night with Haley, what would that look like? Private Talk wants to know.
It's funny because I always get asked the perfect day and I should really come up with what it is. I think I'm just so like low maintenance in that sense.
Well, break it down. What makes you happy? Are you a movie Netflix kind of girl? Or are you like want to go to dinner and have a nice dinner and wine? Do you want to have a bubble bath? Do you want like walks on the beach? Do you want just like a chill day?
Usually I want to do something different. So I would want to not just like basic dinner. I would want to like go to like a comedy show or like go to something that's on, you know? And then, I mean, we could always do dinner as well, but I'm definitely not the movie kind. Like my attention span is too short.
So you want to do like a fun activity
and like something like, and then maybe like dinner if it's going well or something like that.
Okay.
Or maybe, yeah. But I just like good conversation over dinner.
Okay.
And good food. Yeah.
Naked or lingerie?
Lingerie.
Giving or receiving?
Giving. Yeah.
Favorite place to be kissed?
I mean, aside from the lips, I think like when guys like kiss your ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lights on or lights off?
On.
Okay. What would you say in a relationship are deal breakers for you? Something that you absolutely will not put up with.
A smoker.
Okay.
Someone who is like avoidant, you know, like won't like tackle the problems and communicate about things.
Okay.
Someone who like makes good money, but like has nothing to show for it. It's just like an instant like turn off.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a lot of, like, things, but, yeah, those are, like...
That's good that you have standards and requirements. Uh-huh. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You're a girl that knows what she likes, mm-hmm. and if it doesn't match those things, then fuck off.
Exactly. Exactly.
Bathroom sex, yes or no?
Not really. I'd probably rather do, like, a bathroom blowjob. I think that would be kind of hot. Okay. But, like, fucking in the bathroom, eh.
Answer to phone during sex. Are you taking that phone call? Or are you getting that nut, girl? What are you doing, Haley?
I've definitely answered before. It depends, like,
what dick it is.
No, it depends. Like, if it's an important phone call, then, like, I'm going to take it.
Okay, yeah. So speaker's calling, you're answering.
Oh, of course.
Hold on, let me, I'll get back to you real quick.
I could probably keep going and he'd just be like, all right, so.
I mean, after the fake orgasm I heard, I'm sure that you could pop it off and it'd be great to finish it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that. Love the honesty. Well, that is the rest of Truth with Texas.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Is there anything you'd like to ask Ms. Texas?
I think I enjoyed asking like people that have been in the industry for a long time, like any advice, you know, that kind of thing. Like Brandy Love was saying, like, you know, don't do anything you don't want to do and you will have like good longevity and things like that. So I guess like, yeah, any advice, any?
I would say my biggest like things that I live by is like to each his own. What works for me may not work for you, but if it works and that's what you love and you are passionate about it, then do what you, you know, to do. I think that it's important to take time for yourself as well as the business is like the good balance between work and personal life, is because before you know it, it'll be so long and you've just been working the whole time and not enjoying the fruit of your labor. And just have fun with it. And it's, you know, it's a fun, exciting business. It gives a lot of opportunity and meeting a lot of fun people, and just have fun. Just have fun.
And do you, you don't shoot anymore, right?
I just started shooting again. I shot one scene back with Dread that I released myself.
That's a good one.
So we did a collab together. And so that's the only thing I've done this far. But I am open to shooting with new people this year. For me, that was kind of a big thing for 2024, was more about the ownership route of things and kind of doing things I like to do,
so
and
just do
kind
content.
Of doing stuff. I just am working on projects that are fun for me. And one of the biggest things for me was like to stop doing it when I wasn't having fun anymore. And I stopped for 5 or 6 years, and that was good at the time, but I wanted to have fun doing porn again. So I was like, there's a whole new wave of people, and you know, companies are different too, so you know, I'm putting my toe and dabbling into that until I'm not having fun with it anymore. But I'm excited to kind of see where that this venture takes me. And
have you been doing for the last 5 years OnlyFans? Is that what you've been doing?
I've done OnlyFans, just only solo stuff. And then I created my podcast like 5 years ago, so we started doing that, and so I was just doing those kinds of things. And always being OnlyFans for me is, I love the adult business. The adult business has given me a lot of opportunity to, you know, be here on this couch and have a platform and have a podcast to talk to different individuals and kind of get to knowing them on different bases. And so I love what it's done for me. And, you know, I'm never going to shy away from that. So, you know, everybody goes through different phases in their life of different times of what works for them. And I'm just kind of following mine right now and taking this journey as long as it takes me.
That's cool.
For sure.
So Dread was your first scene?
Dread was my first scene back, yes.
First scene back. But when you ended, OnlyFans wasn't a thing, right? Was it?
It was, but it wasn't as big as at the time.
Okay.
So I've been in the adult industry for 20 years.
Yeah. But is he your first boy girl that you're like owning content wise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
That was like my, kind of like, again, going, playing off the whole like, everything's bigger in Texas. So
I like that.
You know?
And, what was I going to say? Had you worked with him before?
Never.
Oh, that's awesome.
Never, never, never. Really, and again, cool. I wanted to start off with a bang.
Yeah, I agree.
To let people, there was a lot of naysayers for a lot of different reasons. And I just wanted to do what I wanted to do and my own creation of content and style that's of how great. I wanted to do it. And he was an amazing person to do
I've
it with.
Had all good things.
He's a great human being, an individual. I'm an overthinker, he's an overtalker, and so it worked out perfectly. And I think that we did a lot of great magic. We did two scenes that a lot of, you know, all our fans really loved.
Two scenes in the one day?
Not one day.
Okay.
We did, well, there was a break. I couldn't do all that. I'm very magical in a lot of ways, but you know, he's very large and endowed.
I'm working with him soon, and I'm like,
he's great.
Yeah,
the thing is that, you know, when you have, you know, someone who knows what they're doing and they have, you have good just chemistry overall. It's like riding a bike. All right, let us know where we can follow you and support you.
So Instagram, which is It's Haley Davies. You gotta spell my name. ItshayleyDavies. And that links out to my, that's the same at for OnlyFans, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, all that. But yeah.
All right, Private Talk. You heard her. Make sure you go follow and support her. And I hope you had a fun time. And until we meet again.
Much.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop.
Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.